Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. Terry and Robin's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Terry and Robin.
Good evening, everybody. Good afternoon. Good morning. Good wherever in the world you are. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are listening to the Power Hours. And I am joined tonight, as most nights, by my lady, my love, my partner, my best friend, my wife. Hi, darling. How you doing, Robin?
Hi. Hi, honey.
Hey.
How you doing?
All right. Coming to you live from Allentown area of Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
And wishing I was at home. Although y'all getting more rain over there than we are over here, so.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, wow, quite a bit been going on here. We're waiting for some of the ritualists to arrive. And I'm double checking on them, but they do not appear to be here yet. So we're just going to loiter for a few minutes and see if everybody makes it. If not, then we'll go. We do have Niv is back with us, so excited
hey,
to have her with us. And if we need to, then you and Niv can split up the quarters, or I'll jump in with a quarter. We'll figure it all out and go.
Yep.
With it, you know, it's all
no
good.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's not like we've not done, you know, small rituals before. So anyway, I'm particularly excited. You know, we just launched the website for Little Stonebridge Path Workings.
Mm-hmm.
And been getting some pretty positive, you know, feedback on that. I've talked to a few people that have looked at it, and, you know, we're putting together the in-forest healing experience coming up, not this
July
coming weekend, 22nd? But the following weekend, and I've been getting a lot of positive feedback on that as well, so pretty excited about that and finally reaching out. Taking what we have been doing together and learning over all of our years of doing this, finally expressing it more outward instead of just within our little circle, but finally expressing it outward and sharing it with people, and a little bit of nerves, but a lot of excitement. So really looking forward to, you know, to that weekend, and, you know, of course, I get to go camping, too, so this is all good, you know.
Absolutely.
I love camping, and I love camping with you, and, you know, we can actually set up camp together and not get in a fight, which is, you know, pretty remarkable for two people that both have pretty hard ideas about the way things should be, but, You know, we seem to be both going in the same direction most of the time when we're setting up camp, so it's not too horrible. So, you know, all of that going on is just, it's just exciting and invigorating, and it's a perfect time with the summer and, you know, the warmth and the new growth. To have all of this blossoming at the same time as the flowers and looking at the farmlands all around where we live over there and where I am over here. My path from work to where I stay during the week is through cornfields and past, some wheat fields. And it's just pretty nice to see all of the growth and the greenery and to have all of that growth with our new project all blossoming at the same time. It's just, it's an exciting time. And I'm gushing a little bit, so, you know, bear with me, everybody. So Robin, go ahead and jump in somewhere.
Oh, there's really not too much for me to say. I am actually really looking forward to the healing, the forest healing walk, and sharing that with people, and the camping. I mean, it's a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. I hope some people out there have the opportunity to join us. I know that it is sort of in the middle of nowhere, but that's the point, is to be out in the forest deep enough so that you don't hear the road, you don't hear, you know, anything but nature. And there are some beautiful waterfalls along this walk, and it's just beautiful. I can't think of any place more perfect. Even a few weeks ago when we did the walk, our family did the walk first, and our 11-year-old daughter wanted to go back and just have a picnic by the waterfall, one of the waterfalls, because it's just so amazing. She said to me, you know, Mom, this is a place I would expect fairies to live. And that is exactly the feeling of it. It is a place where you would expect magical creatures to, you know, reside and thrive. And it is just beautiful. And that's the idea of this, is to get out and experience the wonder of nature and just to let it, you know, relax you at a cellular level so your body is totally de-stressed and can heal. And I'm just really looking forward to sharing it with people.
Yeah, and connecting with all of the senses and nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the cool part, is that this is not a hike. You know, and I guess we should say, because we haven't said yet, that we are going to be at World's End State Park.
Mm-hmm.
In the Lycoming National State Forest, I guess it is, we're going to be out there along the Double Run Branch, which is one of the tributaries into the Lycoming Creek or Lycoming River, depends on who you ask. It's just such a magical, wonderful place, and the area that we have set aside for, you know, kind of the waypoint in this adventure is just a beautiful, beautiful spot. And I'm really, really looking forward to the experience and sharing it with the participants. So, you could almost expect a unicorn to walk past. You know, it's just that it is a kind of magical feeling.
Yeah, it really is that deep out in the woods and just gorgeous.
So it looks like one of the ritualists, Niv, is here, and one of our quarter callers is here, and we're waiting for the other. There's some stuff going on, so it looks like, here we go. We have people beginning to join us. So I'm excited about, everything. It's just, and it's a great feeling to have that level of excitement, to have something in front of you that matters. You know, so many of us, including me from time to time, go through life just plodding, You know, you get up, you go to work, you come home, you take care of the house, you take care of whatever, you go to bed, you get up the next day, and you plod. And there's no break. And no excitement in life, in that kind of life sometimes. And then something new comes in and invigorates, and there's this childlike sense of excitement where, you know, I just look forward to getting up in the morning and you know, talking to you about what I dreamed about last night, because most of my dreams involve this project now. And, you know, ideas, and we're sharing all of our thoughts, and it is so exciting having that in front of us. And, you know, everybody needs a project like that. In fact, we may ask the goddess to give us a project like that, something in front of us for the rest of this season for excitement, to bring that childlike wonder and excitement back into our lives.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what we're going to ask for tonight when we see the goddess in the temple on the hill. So all of our ritualists are here, so let's go ahead and bring everyone in. Hi, Shira. Hi, Vega. Hi, Niv.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, guys.
How's everybody doing?
Hanging in there.
We're doing fine.
Present and accounted for.
Hey, Niv. Hey. Good to see you.
Hey.
Hi, Niv.
Hey, Shira.
All right, it feels good to have the band back together. So is everybody ready? Let's go ahead and get this party started.
Okie dokie.
All right.
Become aware of the people around you, both physical and in other places around the globe. We have come together in spirit to celebrate this full moon. As we approach the harvest, the sun shines daily, heating the atmosphere as a prelude to the thunderstorms that cool the evening's heat. Nature's bounty is growing all around us, ripening and coming into its fullness.
Focus and become aware of the opening of your crown chakra. Envision pulling energy into yourself from the universe. Focus and now open your third eye chakra. Open your throat chakra and your heart chakra. Feel the energy of the universe filling and pressuring, pushing against your solar plexus. And now open your solar plexus chakra, your base chakra, and feel the energy spilling into your head and pushing down through your body. Feel it as it presses against your root chakra. And now open your root. Feel the energy as it fills down into your legs, flowing down into your feet and toes. Feel it as it spills upward and down into your arms and hands, down into your fingers. Now raise your hands in front of you. Feel the light as it pushes into you, expands, and it spills out as you open your palm chakra. Feel and see the light streaming from your body, connecting with the others around this circle across the globe, everyone listening to the sound of my voice. Be aware as we create a web of different lights, all of these streams that surround and protect this space and this time. We are now in a time between the realms, a world of its own, created by the we, who are connected by the light of the universe, together, here, tonight, as we honor our gods.
You are comfortably warm, your physical body firmly rooted in your space. You are acutely aware as you float in a sea of tranquility. You are safe, ready, and protected, reaching out toward your gods inside this sacred space, cleansed by our light and full of the energy of the divine.
I cast the circle of ancient lore.
Waves upon a timeless shore.
It has no beginning nor an end.
It knows neither foe nor friend.
Ouroboros of legends old.
Rings of power forged of gold.
A ring around a silvery moon.
I cast you now, O ancient rune.
Guardians of the East, O creatures of air, we call upon you and invite you to join us this night of the full moon as we move through the season of thunderstorms, as ideas burst forth from lightning bolts of inspiration. May your winds inspire us to grow as we set new intentions. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Powers of the South, creatures of fire, we call upon you and invite you to join us this night of the full moon. Join with us as we honor the time of thunder. May the power of the storms and your flames ignite us and burn away that which does not serve us. Reignite our passions. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Guardians of the West, creatures of water, we call upon you and ask you to join us this night of the full moon. May we float upon your seas, safe from the eye of the storm, as we prepare to be reborn with new courage and wisdom, as we receive your gifts of strength and intuition. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Powers of the North, O creatures of Earth, we call upon you and ask you to join us this night of the full moon. May your dark caves and solid rocks shelter and comfort us as we prepare to let go of old thoughts and feelings in order to accept healing and balance after the storms have passed. Bestow upon us your gifts of prosperity and abundance. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Beloved ancestors, you who have gone before, we call upon you and ask that you be with us this night. We honor you and hold you in our hearts tonight and every night, including every step of our day. Please share with us your wisdom, strength, and patience so that we may follow your guidance that we received. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. God, King Stag, Father of the Forest, we call on you tonight in your form as the King Stag and Father. We bid you join us here in this place and time. We know you watch over the forest and its animals, who are watching the young life growing. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love and light. Help us to see far, to make plans, and do the necessary work to make our dreams come true. Join us, O Father. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail.
And welcome.
And welcome.
And welcome. O God, we call on you tonight in your form as Great Mother. We bid you join us here and now. Grant us the gift of your presence. Please join us tonight as we honor you with this full moon ritual. In this, the warmth and heat of summer. You are the new mother caring for life that has issued forth into the world. Show us a clear path forward over that bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love and your light. Join us, Great Mother, as we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
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 Welcome.
And welcome.
Welcome.
Tonight, we join together to celebrate this full moon. Tonight is the night to do a working, a spell, or ask a boon. It is a time for us to look towards fullness and the bounty still yet to come, to create a space inside, a space to treasure the love in our lives and wander through the world with wonder and kindness in our hearts, seeking sacred moments, connecting with the green woods and the lushness of the world around us. Whatever your need tonight, we ask the goddess to hear us and assist us. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Beloved ones, great ancestors, we are going on a journey guided by the gods and the goddesses. We're heading towards the astral temple. There will we commune with the gods. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. We will commune with the gods as we each see them and feel them and feel their love for us. Terry.
Find a comfortable position. Light a candle if you wish. Close your eyes and relax. Breathe in and breathe out. Listen to the rhythms of your body. Float for a moment in this stillness. And as you listen to the sounds of your body and the rhythms of your heart and your breath, you become aware of your new surroundings. You sit on a bench in the center of a clearing in the woods. The bench is one of many in a small circle around a fountain. As you look, you'll see the fountain flows with clear water. In fact, the water looks almost impossibly clear. It looks cool. It looks refreshing. And as you look around, you see that the clearing where you sit is small and the trees are close. You feel their presence, and yet you are not afraid. Everything is friendly. Everything here is welcoming. You feel a slight breeze that moves your hair and clothes. Smell the fresh scents of flowers on the air and trees. As you listen and strain your ears, you hear the call of birds and even the rustle of life in the trees all around you. All is calm. All is welcoming. All is at peace. After a time, you notice a small path leading away from the fountain. Follow it. Feel the grass. Put your hands out to the side. You feel the tops of the grasses as you walk along the path. Feel the firm earth beneath you. After a few moments, you see a small footbridge made of stone. It arches slightly and crosses a rocky creek of really quickly flowing water. Like the water in the fountain, it seems almost impossibly crisp, almost impossibly clear. Step up onto the bridge. Look down at the water as it flows. See the way the light plays in the currents on the water. Hear the spray of it as it splashes against the rocks. Hear it flowing. You even feel a slight mist in the air from the spray. Now take a moment and take all of the burdens, all of the cares of this world, and place them on the railing of the bridge. You might see these as packages, rocks, or anything else that symbolizes weighty burdens and your cares. Take every fear, every doubt, anything that will hold you back. Place them one by one, piled there on the rail of the bridge. You might even notice more bundles or packages or rocks than you even realized you were carrying. But the goddess knows. And when you are sure that every burden, every rock, every fear, every doubt is there on the bridge, push it in. Sweep the rail clean. Push every one of those burdens over the edge. Watch them as they splash and fall into the water. See the water as it flows around them, taking them away. The goddess will deal with them now. She will take them and deal with them and hold them until the time is right for you to have them back to deal with yourself. Whatever becomes of these burdens and fears, know that you are now about to enter the goddess's territory, free, free of those burdens, and open to her guidance. Pass over the bridge now. Follow the path into the woods. Feel the closeness of nature. Feel the goddess. Feel that presence that's almost like a hug. See the trees and the green and the colors of the flowers all around you. Smell that pine. Smell the flowers. Pause and just breathe. You hear the rustling again. And now you begin to hear what sounds like seabirds calling from a distance. Continue along the path. The trees part, and you realize that you're standing on a cliff high above the ocean. And seabirds swing through the sky overhead. You look down and you see the ocean crash against the base of the cliff. You see that shoreline of rocks and churning water. And in this, you sense the incredible power and majesty of the goddess. Watch the birds as they whirl and twist into the sky and then dive into the waters, only to rise again and twist and soar once again. Smell and taste the salt in the air and the coolness of the damp sea. Feel it as it caresses your cheeks. This is the hand of the goddess. She gently strokes your face. Turn away now and follow the path along the top of the cliff as it rises. Follow the path, and as you round a curve, you see that beautiful white column temple standing on the crest of the cliff, the afternoon sun shining down on it, glowing like a beacon. Finish your climb and pass into the coolness of the interior of the temple. Feel the calm, feel the peace. Look around. You'll see 9 columns of stone, all white and glowing. Above you, a great dome rests on these columns. In the center of the dome, you see an oculus open to the sky. From the edges of the oculus, 9 silver chains descend to support a cauldron that hangs at waist level over a fire in the center of the floor. Next to the fire, next to the cauldron, you see a large white altar, and beside that, a throne. Now notice that the material of this temple is white stone that is so white that it almost glows with the light of its own. Beside the throne, you see a small desk, a bench, and a table, already set with food and 2 cups. It's with that realization that you notice a presence. Someone else has entered the temple. And as you look, you see the goddess approaching. You immediately feel her love. You feel welcome. Have no preconceived notions of how she will appear. Let her come to you in the way that is best for you in this moment. She approaches you and offers a hug. And as she hugs you, you feel all the love and joy of just being held. You feel the love and healing energy flow into you, filling you almost to bursting. She steps back and motions you to the bench. You sit with her. She hands you a cup and places the refreshments between you. Sit for a time in companionable silence. Enjoy the refreshments. Enjoy the presence of the goddess. After a time, she takes the plate and the cups and sets them back on the table. She takes your hand and looks into your eyes. You see in her eyes depth of the universe, the ages, you see the wisdom, and you see the love. With a nod, she breaks the soul gaze. Speak now with the goddess about your needs, about your particular favor you wish to ask tonight. Speak with her about developing and growing. Talk with her about your hopes, your dreams, and your plans. And then listen. The message may come in words, symbols, or simply a knowing. You may fully understand it now, or you may need time to contemplate its meaning. However it comes, listen. At length, she uncovers a tray that you had not noticed on the table. On it is a gift. This is a gift that will assist you with the fulfillment of the talk you had with the goddess tonight. You may understand its meaning now, or you might need time to think on that. Whatever it is something that is useful to the guidance you receive tonight. Thank her for her gift. Thank her for the favor that she has already bestowed. Enjoy your connection with the goddess. You know that it need not diminish when you return to the mortal world. And return you must. She takes you to the path where you came in and bids you love and farewell until your next visit. But you know that you may return as often as you like. There is no separation. You feel her eyes and her love as you descend back down the path and through the trees. You cross back over the bridge and sit for a time on the bench by the fountain and think on what you've experienced, what you've heard. It is now time to return to the body. Return to the room where you sit now. And on the count of three, you will be back. One, you feel your body in the room where your body is sitting. Two, you feel the weight of your body. Move your fingers and toes and shoulders and stretch back into your body. And three, you are fully returned and present in your body in this moment.
Great goddess, from whom we all are all born, guide us to a place of gratitude for all that we have. Help us to maintain this attitude in our lives and in the world. Grant us the strength and courage as we go forward this night. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be. Great goddess of the universe, O Mother, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We know that you never leave us. Help us to continue this path of growth and connection until we meet again across that little stone bridge. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. God, King Stag of the Forest, Father, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We know that you never leave us. Help us to continue this path of growth and connection and to appreciate the gifts we have been given. Until we meet again across that little stone bridge, stay if you will, go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Beloved ones, great ancestors, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We know that you never leave us. Help us continue this growth and connection. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Spirits of the North, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts and powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the West, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for the gifts you've bestowed on us this night. Stay if you will, go if you must, with love and respect. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Spirits of the South, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts and powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the East, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you again for the gifts you've bestowed upon us this night. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
The circle is now open, but never broken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry shall we meet again. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
And now, as is our custom, we're going to take a brief pause, listen to some music, an ad or two, and ground. Clear our thoughts and return after the break to discuss the ritual. Everybody stick around with us. We're going to listen to a song tonight by Darv the Bard called Howl and Toe. And we'll be back right after this.
Long before the day old to welcome him.
And now, a message from our friends at International Pagan Radio.
Tune in to International Pagan Radio. You can hear your favorite artists such as Dave the Bard, Tuatha Dea, Spiral Rhythm, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, and many, many more. Join us for exciting shows like Ask a Witch and Storytime with Rook as well. www.internationalpaganradio.com on the net or on TuneIn Radio on your mobile devices. Join us on Facebook and Twitter too. International Pagan Radio, all pagan, all the time.
Science is coming to recognize what we already know. There is healing power in the forest. Forest bathing and similar techniques are gaining in acceptance. Reiki Master Reverend Terry Power and Holistic Health Coach Robin McKean Power bring their years of healing experience and invite you to join them in the wild forest at World's End State Park in Pennsylvania on the 22nd of July. With them, you will connect with the ultimate power of nature to facilitate self-healing and improve overall well-being. The price for this 2.5-hour in-forest healing experience is $40 per person. Email littlestonebridge@gmail.com to register or for more information. This event is limited to 12 people, so don't delay. Email littlestonebridge@gmail.com today.
You're listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are listening to the Power Hours with Terry and Robin. Hi, Robin.
Hello.
And we are joined tonight also by our ritualists. We've got Shira and Vega and Niv with us tonight. Hi, guys. How's everybody doing?
Hello.
Hey.
Yep. Doing okay.
Losing our voices, but we're fine.
All right. Well, you hung on to it long enough to get through the ritual. This is good. So... as we usually do, we're going to take a few minutes tonight and talk amongst ourselves and share some of our experiences. And since Niv has been away from us for a while, I'm going to pick on her first. That's what you get for being
late. I wasn't late. I was here before they were.
So... what were your experiences tonight, darling? Share with us.
Well, tonight was pretty significant for me this evening. I was handed an opal and a pearl and a glass of water. So they all do mean something pretty personal. My father, who just passed away, used to wear a little opal pinky ring. So I knew what that meant. The pearl, I'm not so sure. And water, I need to find a hot tub.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. All right. Vega, what about you?
That was a good journey. I felt just, this is hard to put into words, very enfolded and cared for during the exchange with the goddess. Again, I don't always get items or anything like that. Just more of a feeling of, yeah, things are going to be all right. Things are moving on the way they should, and everything's going to be just fine is kind of what I brought out of that more than anything. We've had a strange week or two.
Yeah, it's been a hell of a month this week, huh?
Yeah, it has.
All of a month this day.
Oh. All right, Cheryl, what about your experiences tonight?
It was a nice journey. The gifts I got were a clock and a teardrop. So somewhere in there is to give it time or make better use of time or realize that not all my time is spent in one place, and there is more to the time than I utilize. You know, many could be many meetings. So
analyzing, huh?
Yeah, yeah. You know, have to think about that one for a while. But it was a nice journey.
Good.
Good.
I'm glad you got out of it what you needed. And Robin, what about you?
Well, you know, I sort of closed my eyes and just sort of relaxed. And for me, it was really about feeling like I'm on the right path. I was literally walking down this forest green path. And I mean, it was beautiful. And just telling me, yes, you are going the right way. This is the right thing, finally.
All right. I got the same kind of feeling. You know, it's interesting that this meditation in some form or another has been around 3-4 years. I've been doing this meditation since before we started the station.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've been doing this 3 years now. So, you know, this meditation has been around, but never has it felt so powerful to me as it did tonight. I'm saying the words, and as I'm saying the words, I'm walking on that path, on that trail at World's End State Park.
Yeah.
You know, it was like I had described that trail 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was now experiencing it in memory of our walks just, you know, a week ago or a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing that feeling that these words were describing that place so well.
Yeah.
And so that's what I took from it, was that, again, a sense of rightness.
Mm.
A sense that I've known this was coming all along, and I'm finally now living what I've been describing for all of these years. So it was very personal for me to see those words that I wrote so long ago and to know that, you know, I wrote this place that we go to now. So it's pretty powerful. So that's what I took from tonight, guys. Robin, jump in and stop me from rambling anytime now.
Well, you know, I'm just. It's been a long for me today. You guys were saying what a long day it's been. Just a really long day. I agree. And we have a new puppy here. And the puppy likes to get me up at 5 a.m. to take her for
gotta
a
go.
Walk. Yep, gotta go, exactly. So it's, yeah, I'm tired. But other than that, this was a great ritual, and looking forward to the next ritual. When's our next dark moon, Terry?
Our next dark moon. That is an excellent question, and let me see if I can get
2 weeks from today.
Okay, you do have the list of rituals.
No, I don't. I'm looking at the calendar.
Oh, okay. I was looking to see if... No, because we did not schedule one for July.
No, this is the only one we have in July, and then
yeah.
August is Mabon, and I think in... Mm-hmm. No, Lunasa and Full Moon.
Okay.
Yeah, and Dark Moon. And Dark Moon on the 22nd of August. So we've got three rituals all packed into August. So...
I was thinking we had a bunch of rituals coming up.
I thought we only had two.
Yeah.
August has three?
Yeah, I thought August was two.
Yeah, everybody take notes. Because according to the schedule that I'm holding in my hand.
No, you're sending me a list.
We've got our Lunasa ritual on the 1st of August, our full moon ritual on the 8th of August, and on the 22nd of August, the day after the new moon, we are going to have our next dark moon ritual.
Okay, well, that's not on your schedule that you posted January 9th, because I'm looking at it.
I believe you.
It may have evolved. Let's put it that way.
I believe that it was not on that list that I posted
January?
In January. That is.
Yeah, because that's the list we go by. Okay. We'll have to let you know whether we'll be available for some of those or not because of... holidays, so.
Yep.
Understood. Yeah, the only addition is the 22nd of July, or August. Everything else, I think, is the same as it is on the schedule.
Okay.
So, and I may have either neglected that or we added it because we didn't feel like there was enough contemplation in our life. And Robin,
come join
Robin
my
and
world.
I both. Yeah, but I mean, Robin and I both teach. That first rule being honesty. When I teach the virtues, the first virtue is honesty. The first rule of a witch is honesty. And that honesty is not just with others, but with ourselves, which is often the hardest honesty. So having at least a quarterly dark moon ritual is, in our opinion, just barely enough. So.
Yeah, that's probably okay because we're not on holidays yet. All right. I've written it down now.
Cool.
Put it in my schedule.
Yay. Thank you.
All right.
I'll send a new updated schedule.
Okay.
I'll send a new updated schedule and maybe put something on the website as well to let our let people there know as well. So thank you all for being here tonight. Thank you for your energy, and it's just not the same when we're not all together.
This is very true.
I felt a very different energy tonight having everybody back together, and it was great. So thank you guys.
Yeah, it's good to have Niv back.
Yeah, it
is. And thank you.
Yeah, there was a little something missing when she wasn't here, so.
Well, you know, it's called life.
It happens. Yeah.
Life and coverage
and
community and you know, the life goes, you know, list just keeps multiplying. So, yeah.
It does indeed. All right. Well, let's go ahead and go around the circle again and see if anybody's got any final thoughts they want to add. Vega, we'll start with you.
No, other than it was pleasant and affirming, I think, of the direction I feel like I'm heading in. So, good. All good.
Excellent. All right, Shira, what about you?
Oh, just need to contemplate on time, I think, and be grateful for the time I do have outside of certain things and make better use
all
of
right.
that. So, yeah.
Now you have me intrigued.
Yeah. Sounded somewhat cryptic, but if you don't want to share more,
yeah.
I'll be able to share. All right, Niv, what about you? Final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Don't let anything overwhelm you. It all works out.
All indeed it does. Robin, what about you?
Never give up. Just keep doing and walking in the path that you think is right for yourself. Stop letting other people make you bend your path. Just keep going. Do what you feel is right.
Absolutely.
All right. And my final thoughts for the evening are similar to Robin's. I think we're experiencing some of the same stuff with our new project and the energy of it. And our message tonight was both geared, I think, toward us to say, yeah, you got it. You know, let's do this. You know, the feeling of completeness to reading those words tonight, that's going to stick with me for a while. And the feeling of gratitude that you guys are here with me, experiencing this tonight, and that's my final thought, is be grateful. Remember all the blessings we do have. And carry that gratitude with you, and life will be better. Just for carrying a gracious heart. So, thanks to all of our listeners. Thanks for taking time out of your busy lives to spend it with us and share it with us. We greatly appreciate you as well. And in the spirit of total gratitude, I am truly thankful to everyone who participates, whether in voice or just in energy. Thank you all. And with that, I will wish you a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Good night. Blessed be.
Good night. Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.